This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Celebrating the day, and why not, right? Good day to you. It's Wednesday. I'm Doug Steffen with the DJV gang, Jennifer Horn, Tori Aquila. I'm celebrating. It's Passover week, and I have my Kadim Concord grape juice instead of wine. I have this is actually the stuff I discovered a couple of years ago. It's really quite good. It's
like a bone in the bottom. Ooh, yeah.
All right, so let's get at it here. The folks at Cosmo were, there's no blame here for Victoria. I saved her from Cosmo magazine. She used to work there.
From the evils of Cosmo.
Yeah, right. Yesterday, online, well, I guess in the magazine itself, most of the time you get sex tips from reading Cosmo. Men secretly read it to see what women are
doing. Oh, yeah, they do.
But, excuse me, the publication yesterday tweeted out an article called How This Woman Lost 44 Pounds Without Any Exercise. So you ladies, I'm sure, will jump right on this. And the backlash from it is still coming in because the woman who was profiled lost 44 pounds by getting cancer.
Oh.
And that's the focus. Lose weight. Get cancer.
What?
31-year-old Simone Harbinson tested positive for malignant tumor in her appendix, underwent multiple surgeries, has had a lot of complications, and apparently afterwards she's had post-traumatic stress disorder, all kinds of stuff because of her cancer. And the article focuses on how she turned to food after losing weight. On the diet called the BOD, she couldn't exercise, she's recovering from surgery, she's not physically able to work, and she can't work out, that sort of thing. So after this thing showed up on the internet itself, the social media went bananas.
Mm.
And somebody said, United, what a week, Cosmo, hold my beer, watch this. And so, as you imagine, this show, this pictures, are you watching? Do you see this?
I'm looking at it now, yeah.
Pictures of this lady and what happened to her. And here's another comment. Good to know that several life-threatening setbacks is the key to weight loss. You ought to do better than that, Cosmo.
So wow. Huge mistake.
Yeah, when you see this and you, I don't know what your experience, I don't know that we ever really talked much about you working at Cosmo. The kinds of things that you did there. I would have thought it would be kind of an interesting place to work, actually. Was it or not?
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, I mean, I loved it. I mean, I was on Cosmo Radio, so yeah. my studio and office was at Sirius XM, but once or twice a week we would go to the Hearst building to the Cosmo offices. So if anyone's now watching So Cosmo, it's a reality show that takes place in the offices of Cosmo. It's on E! It's not really a good show, but that work environment is, you know, it's stressful for the girls who work there, and the fashion girls were always really not nice because they were very hungry. So, but other than that, it was great. It was a lot of fun.
So, what about this sort of thing? Is this unusual? I don't even.
To me, this is very unusual.
Where does it come from? Yeah.
Because Cosmo has always traditionally, they don't do diets and they don't post like fad diets and things like that. That's always been one of the things. Exercise, there's always an exercise section, there's a healthy eating section, but they don't push fad diets and fast and lose 10 pounds in 2 days kind of a thing. So this is very surprising to me that this got out. This is somebody's head will roll.
Yeah, it seems just strange.
Yeah.
That's all. All right, something that doesn't seem strange to those of you who are regulars listening to this program, you know of our abhorrence for Monsanto and its ilk. So here's a focus on something for parents. Those of you who are parents, please listen to this. And I say this because there are a couple of different angles. If your children are playing after-school sports, baseball, football, whatever, they go out and play in the schoolyard. It appears that a lot of this is especially true here in California, Jennifer, where yesterday it was learned that Monsanto's products have been used. They spray baseball fields. They are spraying public areas with Roundup to keep weeds from so that the places will look better. And you go up and down the streets of Santa Monica is a perfect example, because on the there's a walkway on each street, and between the street and the walkway there is a strip of grass. And that really is city property, so the city, even though it doesn't really maintain it, the individual landowners most of the time are the ones that are maintaining it. But there are people who have noticed the grass is greener and looks healthier. And so the folks at Monsanto are using this as an ad to promote using the glyphosates that are the ingredient in Roundup that are supposed to be so deadly. Now they're being used everywhere. Home gardens. We know it's used on corn and soybeans and other crops. But the whole idea of using this stuff. We have the Environmental Protection Agency. This interesting because the government, on one hand, what was this guy at the, was it the FDA? Is Pruitt at the FDA? Or no, he's at the EPA. EPA says, yep, it's okay. Use Roundup. It's fine. And now if you turn it around and the environmental health people at the Center for Disease Control say, wait a minute, are you nuts? You can't use this stuff. It's horrible. And so there's this conflict between one part of the government and the other. Be interesting to see who wins, who gets fired, and who keeps their job. But because we all know what influence Monsanto has on the political process. Yep. But the other side of it is that when you think about your children playing in the grass, and maybe you don't even have to go to the public. Those of you who have these lawn, they have these quote-unquote certified lawn care specialists who come around in a truck that has spray, they spray your lawns are a little greener, won't have any weeds in it. What do you think they're spraying on that lawn? What's your dog playing in? What are your children rolling around in when you put them, have them outside playing? It's this stuff. Are you? This is what is in that turf, whatever the stuff is they call it. I'm looking at a couple of different companies that use it, but they mix Roundup with it so the grass will look. You know, who wants weeds in their lawn? Nobody wants to. This is a good way to get rid of them. Spray Roundup. Put it in with the rest of the stuff. Ugh. So.
And the dog thing is interesting, too, because I always, whenever we visit my parents, they live in a gated community that, you know, with manicured lawns and everything looks pretty. But as when the dogs run around on the grass, I always wash their paws off because I don't want them licking it.
Right.
Because I know that, you know, you see those little yellow flags, I mean, they're or whatever color the little flags are.
This is the same ingredient that you have in antifreeze. That's what this stuff is. And dogs, if they walk through antifreeze, will lick it off, too. Mm-hmm. It's a carcinogen.
Yep.
And so how it is that this stuff, this is so obvious. And that's what the problem, it just seems so obvious to people when they look at it. And some of the farmers argue to me, by the way, this information that I'm getting is coming from one of my farm websites. This is not traditional news media that I'm using for this information. This is off. I belong to the National Farmers Union, and so I get their daily update, and this is one of the stories from the National Farmers Union today. This is a company, this is a group, an organization that's focused on small farmers. Many of you know I do a program called The American Family Farmer every week on a lot of these same stations, and it focuses on problems that farmers have. More of the guest workers are getting sick because of this stuff. It's just bad. So, but think about it. When you see those little flags on your lawn or other people's lawns, keep your dog and your children off of it, because there's nothing good coming out of an experience where you connect with that stuff. Bad news. And then you think about how much of it's in the food. It's just, and the fact that they get away with it and they are considered to be a credible, this Forbes gave the guy running Monsanto the Businessman of the Year award.
Well, in terms of him being a successful businessman, he is.
Make a lot of money. Yeah.
You know, you could say, you know, I mean, right. The devil's good at what he does.
It's so frustrating. It really
I'm with
is.
You. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Frustrating. 16 past the hour. This is the DJV Experience.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Okay, the first time you read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vetrasa. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vetrasa glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a $1 million office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch resistant. Stylish. Vetrasa glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vetrasa.com. That's V as in Victor, V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A, Vetrasa.com.
Use the discount code 22 to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
Vetrasa.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
17 after the hour here on the Doug, Jen, and Victoria Experience. Melania Trump has won a lawsuit, accepted an apology and damages from the publisher of the Daily Mail for reporting rumors about her time as a model. She sued the Daily Mail over the article that came out last August. Her attorneys argued that the report damaged her ability to build businesses based on her status as a, quote, successful businesswoman. So all of them got together yesterday at a press conference and admitted that the information was false. And what they said, remember, she provided services beyond simply modeling. So what's the suggestion with that?
Right.
Come on,
ridiculous.
Give me a break.
She should have sued him.
Yeah, of course she should have sued him.
I think that was the second time they went after her, wasn't it?
It was.
Where do these people get off thinking? And they do this. This sort of thing happens all the time. And nobody takes them to the woodshed for it. These, we have these lawyers that are around every corner that want to sue everybody, and they're usually out for the, I love the, here in L.A., accidentes?
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's always on the back of the bus. Shouldn't it be on the front of the bus? I mean, because that's what's going to run you over.
Yeah, right.
Where you're going to need the lawyer. I don't know. People are so hard on her for her accent, and I always think to myself, if this were another first lady,
grow up.
Would we be able to make fun of them for their accent? I don't know. It's because it's Trump's wife.
All right, so let's go back for a minute. Let's fast forward. We've spent a lot of time today and yesterday on this United flight, and Dr. Dow, who got pulled off the plane, and United trying to discredit him because apparently...
Smearing
he was
him.
Involved in some stuff about 15 years ago that was questionable, and he may have lost his license. I see different conflicting reports. I don't know what the facts are because they still seem to be rolling out. But so, okay, so maybe he did that. Maybe he was maybe he's got his license back. I don't care what he does. I don't care what any of that ancillary stuff is. He still got screwed by United. And he should take a course of action that puts him in the right. Don't we all agree on that?
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Okay, thank you for agreeing.
That was the easiest you've ever had it, huh?
21 after, yes. You may be right about that.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
It's always refreshing, isn't it? This song, don't we all just love?
I just love listening to him.
My friend. I can't wait to get on the road again. Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, Sheryl Crow, other people putting together a bit of summer fun, a summer tour. And Willie, I guess this is a Willie deal, the Outlaw Music Festival, and he's calling a lot of the people who are icons in country music, saying you want to come along, and people say, yep, you're attached to it, I'm coming. So this is kicking off July 1st in New Orleans. Let's see here. Willie's pals, the Avett Brothers, Sheryl Crow, Lucas Nelson. I don't know the Avett Brothers. What do we know about them, Jen Jen?
I don't know much about them. Victoria, I heard you. Do you know something?
They're, I kind of liken them to, they're kind of like folk country. So I kind of liken them a little bit to like Mumford and Sons. They're kind of, I think, in that genre.
Kind of an alternative country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this
but people
is a show,
big fan base, though.
Yeah, they put a premium on craft beers, local eateries, that sort of thing when they travel around. Bob Dylan's involved in this in some way, shape, or form. Is he going... he's going to go on the tour with...
Car starting, hold on.
Right?
He's performing. Yeah. Well, you know, he's got that new album of from the American Songbook, so...
Yeah, right.
Here's what I'm going to get promote. To
The first leg of the show is in Syracuse, July 16th. Willie said, quote, "We had such a blast launching and playing last year's Outlaw Music Festival. We had to take it out on the road." This was a Scranton, Pennsylvania deal last year. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Tickets go on sale a week from Friday, yeah, the 21st. He is going to release another album, God's Problem Child, April 28th, and he's going to take the stage at the Stagecoach Festival in Indio, California, on the 29th of April. Wasn't he out for a while because he didn't feel well?
He had bronchitis or something, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's another great one. Crank this up, Carol, will you please? His version of the City, the Guthrie song, City of New Orleans.
You know, I don't think he pretends to have the world's best voice, but he's got that rich honey sound.
It's just a story voice. Yeah, whenever I hear this song, all I can think about is my childhood. I've told you this story before about my grandmother living and the small town of Ashley, Illinois, my mother grew up, and they were on the main line of the Illinois Central. I can remember when I'd visit there in the summertime, I'd go out and stand next to the tracks and watch the trains, their freight trains and the passenger trains in the city of New Orleans would come by every afternoon. I remember it was 2:11. Why I remember that, I don't know. But I'd run, I could hear the whistle blowing coming way down the track, and because it was flat for miles. You see the light way off, and the train comes by, and there was always a conductor on the end. The last car had a circular end to it, and the emblem for the city of New Orleans. And the conductor would always be out there waving, and a little kid like me, 5-6 years old, thought, that was a cool. I still get goosebumps thinking about it.
Well, that's where Miles gets it from then, right?
That's right.
That's cool where Miles gets it from. Yeah. He loves those trains. All right, other musical news today. Don Henley and Santana, Stevie Miller, Roger Daltrey set for the Rock Getaway in Mexico. A lot of rock stars lined up for this festival at the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera in Mexico, October 26th to the 5th of November. That would be a good place for me to celebrate my birthday, Jen Jen. What do you think?
I like that.
Yeah. Let's see.
It's
this
a huge lineup.
All-inclusive vacation set from Don Henley, Santana, Steve Miller, Bad Company, Foreigner, REO Speedwagon. This is a good group. Pat Benatar, we love Charlotte. Cheap Trick, George Thorogood. Where they? I haven't even heard. Where the hell has he been?
He's been forever.
My brother saw him last year. He's still plugging away.
Really? How's he look and sound? Still got it?
I guess he sounds okay. I forget who he played with, but yeah.
He's been quite a prolific performer.
Yeah.
I think he got under the influence a little bit. That didn't help him, but this sounds like a good deal. So tickets on sale for that Monday the 17th, next Monday. 28 after on the DJB show.
Hi, I'm Warren Eston with today's Pet Tip. You know, of the questions I get asked all the time, many of them refer to, Warren, why does my pet do certain things? For example, why does your dog pant? You know, the thousands of sweat glands all over our bodies enable us to cool ourselves down by sweating. In contrast, the dog only possess sufficient sweat glands on their feet. They therefore rely on panting as a means of regulating their body temperature. If your dog begins to overheat, she opens her mouth, extends her tongue, and begins rapid, heavy panting as a cooling mechanism. And why does your dog raise its front paw? You know, every dog in America, it might be chewing, it might be jumping, but every dog knows how to shake hands, and everyone says, good boy, good boy. Generally speaking, when a dog raises its paw, it's not, hi, how you doing, pop? What it means is, I want to dominate. It's a sign of dominant behavior. In the wild, when wolves approach each other, the more dominant wolf will take its paw and throw it over the back of the other one. And one of my favorite is, why does my cat bother me while I'm on the phone? Well, think about this. You're home alone, no one's saying a word, no one's talking, you're talking. Who do you think your cat thinks you're talking to? Of course it's him. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
For our podcast. It's 34 after the hour. By the way, where are we? The DJV Experience, with what you know you have archives that you can go to various websites, the Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn, DougStefan.com. Man, this is a web revival or renewal that's taking forever because I'm making some staff changes in how we sell the program. So
something we should know.
No,
it
doesn't affect you.
Like I'm making some staffing changes.
No, this is off the air.
Some good news and some bad news. Guys, it's been real.
The good news is we're making some changes. Bad news, you're all gone.
It's you.
Adios.
Right around now is my one-year anniversary with you guys. It's been a wonderful year.
Congratulations. Yep, right. You all lasted longer than we all thought you would. This continuing focus on this is one of the most interesting studies in human thinking that I've seen in a long time, because it's so obvious how unprepared United is as a... This is a huge organization. Billions and billions of dollars in revenue, and they can't find their butt in a snowstorm. And all you got to remember about this, even I got my little business here that I've been running for decades, and I've made plenty of mistakes, believe me. I've lost and learned. But one thing I know...
I've been keeping a log, actually.
Yeah, maybe congratulations for you, Jennifer.
It's a 90-part documentary she's doing secretly.
The service that they... When you hear us do commercials for these various products that we talk about, we'll talk about, for example, parachute sheets. And the thing that comes back from not only the people that we are being paid to represent, but the people who benefit from the service, is that we've told them the truth. When people hear us talking about a product, there's a value to it because we're telling them what is.
Yeah, we're not just shilling for no reason.
No.
Right.
And that's one of the things that I learned, because in order for me as an independent producer, the only one left, actually, in the syndicated radio business, I got to do it a lot better than everybody else. So what happens is, as this product is delivered to you and for them, what I think about at the end is what happens, and I use the analogy of springtime when the flowering fruit comes out, you feel good because it smells good outside, and you see all these beautiful blossoms and plant your garden and all of those things. Well, that's what I'm doing here, and that's what small business people do in general. And there's a lesson for the big businesses who think that they can't be knocked off. If you think that, you remember after the 2008 debacle, the taxpayers saved all these banks because they were too big to fail. Mm. United, people will say, too big to fail. This may be the most traumatic incident of its kind for a long time, in memory and hopefully going forward. It's because they don't understand or remember that the customer and the service they give the customer is what makes them successful. That's all they can sell.
Right.
That's all they have to sell. They got a plane, they're going to put you in a seat, they're going to try to deliver you on time, and they're going to be competitive with the price. So everybody's got the planes, they're the same planes. Everybody's got the routes, and many of them compete on the same routes. So what's the difference between United and American and Delta or Southwest or whoever it is? And yesterday I heard somebody talking about this on the radio. This was a whole hour on the major talk station in Los Angeles devoted to customer service. And the guy who's Tim Conway Jr., whose father is he's quite a good host, frankly. I enjoy listening to him almost more than anybody. If I'm in the car, I always listen to him. He was talking about a trip last night that I don't even really know him, but we were supposed to go on a trip to Ireland together. And he mentioned my name out of the blue. That's not the point of the story. The point of the story is that he talked about the service that is rendered or not rendered by the airlines in particular, and the training that apparently isn't being done anymore. And so I asked the question, and he sort of asked it in a different way. Okay, if they handle their employees' training this badly, and they handle their customer this badly, what the hell are they doing to take care of the planes?
Yeah.
How do we know that what they're doing with their planes is any better than the horrible service they're giving to the customers who are on the planes?
Didn't you bring that up yesterday, though? How do we trust that?
I did.
How do we trust that they screw in a bolt if they can't even
right.
do this?
Yes. Uh-huh. So this is, but I'm giving you, I'm sort of using an analogy of the whole product and how we, as a small business, deliver and function and have to focus on our customer, whereas these people have gotten so big, they don't have to. Or at least they think they don't have to. So, but I'm telling you right now, if you want to be successful, the people who will stay successful forever and ever are the ones who understand it takes a lot of work to, and I use again the planting because of my farm background, planting and keeping the flower and the fruit growing. You don't just do one thing and have it build your reputation, but you can screw up like United did with just one thing and have it take a horrific toll on your business. And that's what's going to happen to United. They'll survive this. But I would be very surprised if the CEO survived or a lot of people under him. I can't see that they have bungled this thing. And every time he opens his mouth, he did another apology on top of the last apology, which came after people saw his email, which said we shouldn't apologize for anything because we didn't do anything wrong.
Which is how he really feels, because that's...
Of course it's how he really feels. Mm-hmm. That's why he should get fired, because he doesn't get it.
Yeah.
And it trickles down because the managers take from him what the values are, and then they pass it on to the employees. And down in the trenches at the ticket gate, you can see, I can see this woman. I've seen her 100 or 1,000 times. An angry gate agent who doesn't like her job or his job because they've taken a 40% cut in pay because the airline went bankrupt. And now the airline's making all kinds of money and they haven't gotten a raise, so they're angry. And they take it out on the passengers. Stupid, stupid, stupid stuff. Woof.
I mean, I've seen so many angry gate agents that I'm not like a sheepish person, but whenever I approach them, it's like, excuse me, can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, like you're doing them a favor.
Yeah, right. Because you're terrified of the answer or of their attitude.
Awful. Okay, so here's another example of just weird, like, hello, how does this world function? The Vermont Motor Vehicle Department yesterday told the feds that they would give them information on immigrants who are in their state illegally. They're going to give the feds a list of driver's licenses that they have given to people who they know are illegal. Because you can get a driver's license in Vermont if you're illegal. How that happens, I don't even get. They can do it in Massachusetts. You can probably do it in California, right? Jennifer, can you get a driver's license?
Oh, yeah. The motor voter law. And that's the bummer here is that illegals can get driver's license. Anybody who gets a driver's license can vote, can get registered to vote.
Yeah.
And that's why when people laughed about Trump saying that there was voter fraud, well, okay, maybe not in the numbers that he said, but, I mean, clearly, if you're getting registered to vote, I mean, why wouldn't you just show up and go vote?
Yeah. American Civil Liberties Union is all over the state of Vermont.
Yeah.
Why should the American Civil Liberties Union be protecting illegal immigrants? Matter of fact, on that same radio program I was just talking about last night, there was also a discussion of what's going on here. It's not in Santa Monica, but I think it's L.A. County in general. This woman, one of the local politicians, was all over the place talking about how we have to use a part of this $3 million fund to protect the illegals who are going to the hospital or something. I don't remember what it was, but it was another outrageous piece of audio.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm thinking to myself, where do these people come from?
They're using taxpayer money to hire lawyers to fight federal laws.
Right.
It just doesn't make any
sense. We have to protect our illegal citizens.
Right. And even though that's not what the bulk of the state wants, the bulk of the state, at least in California, 84% don't support sanctuary cities or support California as a sanctuary state. Yet time and time again, you see the politicians ignore it and say, well, we have to protect these people, even the ones coming out of jail who've committed crimes. It's crazy.
Yeah. The Department of Transportation in Vermont was ordered to pay a $40,000 fine to an illegal who had his license or the information that was on his license given to the feds. Now they're repeating, they're just going to do it under the new administration. This was under the old administration. They tried it once, or at least they got caught once. And some sharp illegal knew that this wasn't supposed to be the policy. This is how crazy. So he got $40,000 out of the state. Because they
a lot of time it's not even the person that looks for the lawyer, it's the lawyer that looks for the person. So if they hear something like that, I'm sure it's like the guy, it's like David Dow, the guy on the United flight. I'm sure that lawyer contacted him, not the other way around, because they know that it's a cash cow.
I'm sure a lot of lawyers contacted him.
Oh, me too. Are you kidding?
I'm sure he had his pick of the litter.
I'm just looking at the stats here. There are 50,000 illegals in Vermont who have ID, driver ID.
In Vermont?
Cards.
Isn't
in
that
Vermont.
Like the population of Vermont?
My God. No, the population of Vermont is a couple of million. But still, woof. That's
sizable when you think about
it. Yeah, it is.
I mean, wow.
Yeah. All right, let's do something pleasant, shall we? Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about sleeping. Let's think about how we proceed when you get your sheet together, or sheets, excuse me.
I see what you did.
Together.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Get in bed with the best. Get in bed with Parachute Home. And yesterday you found some stuff when you went to the website, Victoria. We've always been talking about the pillowcases and the sheets and duvet covers and all the bedding sets that are cool at parachutehome.com/DJV. And then there are towels and other things. But then they have more to offer now if you go to that website. What did you see yesterday that you liked?
I actually ordered, they have a laundry section, and it's something I've never seen before, but it looks incredible, and it's gotten great reviews. They have wool dryer balls, and so it's a set of three wool balls that you put in your dryer with your wet clothes in lieu of using very toxic dryer sheets. I mean, dryer sheets, you know, you can Google it. It's, you know, they're linked to leukemia and all kinds of horrible things. Dryer sheets are one of the most toxic things that people use in everyday life. And so these wool balls are all natural, and it softens your fabric, and it reduces your drying time by up to 50%. So you're also saving electricity. So, and it's $19. So I ordered these yesterday, and I can't wait to try them out this weekend. And this is going to be a stocking stuffer gift, I think. I'm already planning ahead.
Hey, that's good for you.
Yeah, well,
you'd be so
great.
Busy with a wedding for most of the summer. You better plan ahead now for the things you're going to do in the fall. So parachutehome.com, yeah, get your Christmas presents early. That's a low. That's a moniker
that
I'm used to hearing.
Yeah.
But you might as well.
Yeah.
Lots of great deals. Wonderful product. Great service. ParachuteHome.com/DJV. Free shipping and returns in case you don't like the sheets or any other product they have. Use it for 60 days. You don't like them, we send it back. Wow. Where have you heard something like that before? No place, right? Nowhere.
No place that I know of.
Quality, inexpensive in comparison to the quality what you get elsewhere. This is the best place to shop. You don't have to go any further than your computer. Online, order your sheets, your pillowcases, bedding sets, towels, things that were just described by Victoria. Do it all at parachutehome.com/DJV.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, get up to $180 off select HP LaserJet printers.
Whoa. Mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, get up to $180 off select HP LaserJet printers and get legendary HP quality. It's your easiest business decision.
Ends 4/15/17. See store at staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for love in your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. For a super productive space, laundry rooms should be organized to keep items used often close at hand. Wall cabinets with wire baskets below are great to store detergents, dryer sheets, and cleaning supplies. Wall-mounted brackets for irons or ironing boards can clear up counters for your folding space. Add shelves to unused corners, and you've got space for storage baskets to hold everything else. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, your government at work, your tax dollars at work. One more story from that department. This is back to New York. Man, look at these crazy people in Massachusetts, New England, New York, California. College becoming a lot cheaper for students attending the public schools, the public universities in New York, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? The state budget includes tuition-free college plan called the Excelsior Scholarship. What's the story here? This is a Bernie deal. Everybody gets college tuition free.
Well, it's not everybody. I think it's for the state universities of New York. New York is the first state to do this, but
you're paying for it. You're a taxpayer in New York, right?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, so you're paying for
it. Okay.
Yeah, it's not free.
I mean, I'm not saying it's free. No, I'm happy about this. I want people. We need more people to be in college, and it has to be more affordable.
No, you don't.
Do we?
No. Why do we need more people in college?
Do we really need more
people
in college? Where'd
you get that? I don't mean to be argumentative.
You can't. But where can you go without a college degree? Like, where can you?
You can become a plumber. You can become an electrician.
Okay, if you don't want to be a tradesman, that's not really an option for a lot of women. So I think
a lot of women who are plumbers now
is very important.
The smell good plumber's got a lot of women who are working for him, doesn't he, Jennifer?
He does.
That's a good job. Plumber women
smell even better
when
they're girls.
Carpenter.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Sound like my cow burping. It's animal
There's
time.
There's a cow.
Yes, there is, right. The cows are here. The horses are here. The canines are here. Canine, equine, bovine. We specialize in all of that here. When our friend Warren Eckstein joins in the fray, have conversations about how to handle your pets. Most of you don't have bovines or equines, but you got canines and felines. And so what's a snake? Snake line? What is it?
Reptile.
Reptile. That's it. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, I wanted it to rhyme. Canine, equine, feline, but apparently that's the end of the road for that. Anyway, unless Warren can educate us as to what else there is that ends in an I-N-E from the animal kingdom. There are food recalls we've got to talk about, plus be careful items at Easter. This is Easter week, Easter weekend. Warren's going to tell you how to protect your dog or your cat from things, unless they're real eggs. If they're real eggs, they should be okay. But Easter eggs, not so much. All right, that information coming right up here from the man who hosts the pet show every weekend around the country, Warren Eckstein, is here on the is on the case.
In Washington, D.C., 5 organizations from across the country are being recognized for creating social change at a grassroots level as part of this year's Renewal Awards. Allstate's David Prendergast.
We celebrate innovation in the community, people acting on their own to drive change where they live.
Winners of the annual event sponsored by Allstate and The Atlantic include organizations working to help at-risk kids, empower LGBT youth, and transform urban spaces. Taking home the Allstate Youth Empowerment Award was Our Children of Long Island City, New York, for helping formerly incarcerated women and their children build stable, independent lives. Sister Tessa Fitzgerald.
We're delighted and honored to be the recipients of the Allstate Youth Empowerment Award. Awards like this in recognition give power to people across our country to be positive change in our world.
We believe that by supporting communities, we make a stronger country.
Winners receive a $20,000 grant from Allstate. For more, go to therenewalproject.com.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to Geico, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
All right, so Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here. At Easter time, there are a lot of baskets of candy on the floor hidden under the couch or under the chairs. And guess who gets there first? Well, you better be careful, because if Powwow gets there first, there's a problem, right, Warren?
Absolutely. Chocolate, we know, is dangerous for dogs and cats. It contains theobromide. But the problem is, around Easter time, as you said, Doug, there's so much chocolate around that sooner or later a dog or a cat is probably going to get into it. And the problem is, people see their dog or cat eat some chocolate, and then they wait before they do anything. And the bottom line is, the symptoms can take 6 to 12 hours to show up. So if you know your dog is eating chocolate, you need to get to a vet right away. Some of the things you notice are diarrhea, thirsty, too much energy, pacing, because of the caffeine in the chocolate.
You know,
so get your dog or cat to the vet.
I had chocolate. Charlie got into some chocolate once, and when I saw it, the wrapper, I don't know how she got it where I left it, but I put her in the car and I brought her to I sped to Carlson's office. I didn't go slow. I went it was like I was running an ambulance, and brought her inside, and he took her right away into the back room and looked her over, and apparently induced a poop, because you can do that, right? There's some way they can get them to. Well,
they do, yeah, there's many ways. They can use like an infant glycerol suppository sometimes.
He said she was fine. Didn't bother. She had a cast iron stomach. Don't worry about it.
You know, there's a lot of things with chocolate can be overdone. You know, if the dog eats a tiny piece, it's not going to be a problem. But it's usually the baking chocolate, the darker chocolate, the semi-sweet chocolate is much more dangerous. But you got to keep all the chocolate. And candy in general.
Don't take a chance.
Exactly. And don't get real rabbits for the Easter if you want to
keep. All right, let's talk about the animals that are around that you don't much see, although people give rabbits as pets at Easter time. What happens in that scenario?
You know, there's lots of places around the country. I remember years ago I was doing a TV show with my good buddy Gene Rayburn, and I did a segment on what happens to the chickens, the ducks, and the rabbits after Easter. And a lot of the ducks wind up at the local ponds, and that's not good for them. That's not where they should be, and it's not healthy for them. And the rabbits wind up donated to a local humane society. You can go to almost any humane society after Easter, and they're inundated with rabbits that parents gave their kids that no longer want them.
Or they end up at the local Vietnamese restaurant.
Well, I don't know. Give them a stuffed rabbit if you want. Take them to a petting zoo if you want, but the bottom line is, don't give them any real live animals.
No, they don't know how to. Most people don't know how. I remember having rabbits as a kid because we had the ability to take care of them on the farm. Most people don't know. You have a rabbit in your house, like having a gerbil, for heaven's sakes. Most people don't know what to do with them. All right, good advice always from Warren Eckstein. Check out his pet show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.